Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, strong lovers, you're tuned into the Dani Love Strong Show, hosted by yours truly, Dani Love Strong. Love Strong Radio is a weekly podcast where I bring you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques in regards to how to cultivate and maintain healthy, happy, loving, lasting relationships in every area of your life, starting with the most important, self. So join me each and every week as I introduce you to some amazing and inspiring people who have mastered an area of this energy that we all want and could definitely use more of, love. The Dani Love Strong Show is sponsored in part by PrettyRimmyHair.com, a supplier of celebrity quality Malaysian, Brazilian, Chinese, Indian, and Peruvian hair, wigs, weaves, and extension. They make premium quality hair affordable to anybody and everyone who wants to look and feel good. So visit PrettyRimmyHair.com or their Facebook page for pricing, sales, and promotions. And join my Facebook group, Strong Lovers, to chat about today's topic and let your friends know about the Dani Love Strong Show. If at any time you have questions during the show, if we have time, we will answer them. Call 713-955-0743 during the broadcast. And check out DaniLoveStrong.com during the week to read my latest blog posts. And while you're there, subscribe to my newsletter, Love Strong Letters, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. So let's get into the topic of the day. Now, if you are not careful and you don't guard your mind, it will become occupied with thoughts of fear, doubt, procrastination, negativity, and self-defeating beliefs that will rob you of achieving your goals, living out your best life, and just having everything that it is that you desire. We all know this. We've all been through this at some point or another, whether it was when you were young, whether it is right now. At some point, we've all been through this, these self-defeating beliefs and just thoughts in life, in relationships. And in order for us to not have these thoughts consume us and take over our lives, we've got to learn how to navigate them. And the only way that we can take control of our futures and determine our outcome of our own destiny is to control them. So with us today, we have motivational speaker and author of Dangers of the Mind, my personal friend, Kristen Hopkins. She is the principal chief creative officer, COO of KH2 Public Relations. She's here to share proven tools, strategies, and techniques that have proven to be both successful and effective in her life. And she is going to be here as our co-host and special guest. Kristen, are you with us on the show today?
I am. I'm here. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. I'm so excited to have you on the show with me today. I've been looking forward to this day for a very long time, and so I'm glad to have you with us.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be able to share some stuff about Dangers of the Mind today, so I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited. I've known Kristen for a very long time. She is very successful in business, and I will say just extremely successful when it comes to navigating dangers of the mind. I don't know many people who are as focused and driven and just able to just really achieve the things that they set out to achieve as well as she does. I'm very proud of her just to be able to witness everything that she does. And I mean, I must say, just the way you went about tackling this book and the record speed that you did, like, I am, first of all, impressed.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So
it means so much to me. Oh my gosh, it really does.
So I just wanted to jump in. Well, I mean, really, I am. So let's just get into it. You know, what are some of the dangers of the mind? Just, you know, let's just jump right into that. What are some of these dangers that people have in their minds that stop them from these beings?
Yeah, so some of the dangers of the mind I talk about in the book, as well as where I go and speak. I talk a lot about complacency, just being so comfortable in your situation that you don't know how to move forward or how to progress in life. You're just being so happy, or you're settling for something that is so much greater. You know, there's so much more out there, and people just kind of settle. So complacency, I talk a lot about that. I talk a lot about distractions. That's such a big danger of the mind, because a lot of people around us, we don't understand that sometimes can hinder us from being who we need to be. And once you let go of those people and really walk in your purpose, then those people are going to understand and follow behind. So, you know, sometimes you have to break away and be that leader within your community, within your environment. And so breaking the chains of distractions really hones in on a lot of people that may not be for your season in your life, you know, that you have to really take out and make sure that you can manifest your dreams. Sometimes you have to walk that path alone, or, you know, with minimum that, you know, in your circle. So it really talks about, you know, just the distractions that come around. And of course, another one that I share with people a lot is perception, just the images that we see that make us, you know, think we have to be that person, or must be like this person, or have the latest whatever. And it just kind of sways your journey sometimes, because you get so sucked into someone else's life. And, you know, how we live right now with social media being so so popular, you know, and just a lot of outlets. And I love social media, don't get me wrong at all. You know, I love it, but it sometimes can be very consuming. And some people, you know, may get so caught up in other people's lives, but they only see pictures.
That's a good point. You know, when you look at the perception of everything that is around us, and you and I, Kristen and I met when we both lived in Buckhead, Atlanta, which is very much, if you guys are familiar with all of the reality shows that are out here, Buckhead is kind of land of reality TV. And we actually know some of the reality TV stars personally, because we lived amongst some of them, and we know them personally. So from a personal experience, we can tell you that what you see on TV is not necessarily reality. Those things on TV are edited to be something, and sometimes not even in the order of which they happen. So those people that you see on TV are really, in a lot of cases, not that the way that they are made to look. Some of those people are really nice and sweet, made to look not nice and sweet. So,
yeah.
So the perception that a lot of times you look on TV, like she's saying, in social media and on TV, you're trying to live up to these images. And these are things that will limit you or create these dangers. You're trying to be or achieve things that are creating false realities. That is somewhat dangerous. You know, these are dangers.
Yeah, of course.
And the reason, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I love how you said that. You know, these are dangers, because that's something that I really do pinpoint with a lot of people. The reason I called the book Dangers of the Mind is because I do believe that a lot of these things are dangerous, because it's delaying your progress. And that's the dangerous part of it.
It is.
Who wants their progress to be delayed? That's what life is all about, progressing, you know, manifesting, being who you want to be, and really walking in your purpose. So if your progress is delayed, I feel like that's a dangerous situation that I'm in my life. I need to get to a place where I am walking in purpose, where I am living on purpose, you know, where I am understanding everything around me and just embracing the process. So it's like, if you can't recognize the process, that's a dangerous place to be in. So.
Right. Okay. So another thing that you talked about, and it is a 30-minute show, so we don't have a whole lot of time. I just want to kind of touch on some things. And you said that there were, in the book, fear and brokenness were also some dangers in the mind that kind of keep you from having the life that you want to live. So can you just touch on that a little bit, the fear in the mind and brokenness? Where does that brokenness and fear come from, and you know, how does that keep you from having, reaching your dreams or having what you should have?
Yeah, so with fear, you know, fear is just something that stops us, you know, from really trying to, you know, ultimately reach that goal. So fear stops us because we don't want to take risks. We want to, you know, like that complacency and fear kind of go hand in hand a lot of times, because you're so comfortable that when an opportunity does come up, you're like, oh, I'm fearful of it because it's something new, you know, it's something different. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the times that just hinders us from really getting to where we need to go, is that fear mm-hmm. portion. And that's how I looked at the fear when it came to the danger of the mind. I looked at it as something that just really can delay our progress because we're so nervous to jump into a new situation, or we're so nervous mm-hmm. to jump into, you know, a new walk, a new faith, or whatever the situation may be. So it just kind of mm-hmm. stops us, you know, and lets us not experience the new, you know, unless it's not experienced, the better. You know, so mm-hmm. it's something that it stops us. And so that's, you know, one thing. And then the brokenness, when I talk a lot about brokenness, I don't mention it too much in the book, but what I do hone in on is just the fact that I personally, you know, have been broken in different situations in my life. And mm-hmm. what I started realizing was that I was literally going in a circle. And, you know, especially with my love life, you know, with my mm-hmm. situation when it comes to, I was a single friend, you know, and I'm still in single and I love it. But mm-hmm. at the same time, it's a different type. You know, I'm in, you know, in a situation, but I feel as though it's a place where when I was single, I felt like I was like walking in a circle, you know, mm-hmm. and I felt like I was like dating the same people, like they weren't, you know, but mm-hmm. I was recognizing the habits, you know, but I was still mm-hmm. in that circle, like playing in that little circle ring around the rosy game. And I'm like, you mm-hmm. know, this can't not be life. You know, I can't keep meeting the same
repeating
people, being
the
aware
same thing over and over.
Exactly. And then repeating those.
Like
cycles.
A broken record. It's like a broken exactly. record. And those of exactly. us who remember records, because not everybody remembers a record, but a broken record literally would just over and over, repeat the same thing over and over. So I understand what you're saying in that brokenness. Mm-hmm. You're pretty much repeating the same cycle over and over again. And it's funny because I had an earlier conversation before the show with someone, and we were talking about that and how broke that there are people who repeat the patterns in relationships where they are broken, and they do find themselves dating the same types of dysfunction or, you know, broken patterns of people that they say they don't like over and over again. And the same is true in regards to, like, the book Dangers of the Mind with their lives. If they're trying to achieve a certain goal, but yet they keep making the same mistakes over and over, or doing the same things over and over again that are not getting them to the places they want to go in life, you know, it's the same broken patterns, that same brokenness that is keeping them stagnant in the same place. So that's a great point. So how do you break these chains? how do you break these patterns of, you know, and get out of this, break these distractions?
Yeah, so, you know, it's crazy because, you know, after I was aware of the danger of the mind, I really had to start creating, you know, recreating my atmosphere. And I really mm-hmm. had to, in recreating, I had to get that self-love, that self-peace. You know, I really had to start acknowledging my flaws and my weaknesses, and saying, you know what, now that I'm aware of them, this is how I'm going mm-hmm. to use them on a daily basis. This mm-hmm. is what I'm going to do. So I challenge mm-hmm. myself, you know, on a daily basis. And I'm saying this journey is not a weekly, a monthly. This is a daily journey that you have to beat mm-hmm. the dangers of the mind on a daily basis, because they come and they attack your thought life on a daily basis. So I realized that I had to start challenging myself, you know, and on a day-to-day basis to say, okay, I'm not going to do this today, or I'm going to do this and this only, you know, and it just really started to after I was acknowledging them, I was mm-hmm. really becoming to a place where it was just, it was a good place of acknowledgement. And then I was using
So you have to acknowledge your distraction, basically.
Right.
Figure out what it is that's – so what are some of these distractions? I guess they could be people in your lives or TV or, you know, just – I mean, everybody has a different distraction. You know, some people
yeah.
– it could, I mean, it could be anything. Some people are just easily distracted, but I guess the key is, you know, acknowledging your distractions.
Yeah, so you have to acknowledge them first, you know, and then you have to understand your surroundings. So in the book, I talk about understanding your surroundings. So after you acknowledge your distractions, then you look around, see who's around you. You know, you're making sure that these people, your circle of friends are influencers, are people that you can, you know, you guys are on the same page, or if not, they're doing more, and you're trying to come into where they are. So you have to acknowledge your surroundings and be aware of it. And then you have to tear down the distraction, like, piece by piece. And when I say that, you have to make sure that you've identified it and you know exactly when it's coming and you know exactly how to do it. Because distractions are going to come in the sweetest form of people. You know, your friend can call you up and say, hey, you know, girl, I'm about to go to the pool. It's 3 o'clock. Or drink, sip culottes or whatever, and you're like, okay, sure. But then you're not realizing that that is one of your biggest distractions because you still have work to do. You still have things that you have in your
You got things you got to do to get to your goal.
Exactly.
Okay, so wait. I don't even want to – wait, let's just hold on, okay, because number two was so important, understanding your surroundings. And you said check in your circle. That is so important. Like – we all have a circle of influence, a circle of friends, people we have known for so long that we are so connected to, we have known since forever that we love them, and we've been friends for so long, and we're so loyal. But like you said, are these people really the people that we should be, you know, like, are they helping us to live our best life? Are they the people that we should be associating with on an everyday basis, or are they people that we should still keep in our lives but maybe just not associate with every single day as we are walking towards the goals that we have set for ourselves? You know what I mean? Like, you know,
right.
I like what you're saying in regards to, you know, are they a distraction?
Right. And that's,
you know,
inventory.
Yeah, do inventory. You know, how much should we be associating with these people? Like, you know, not necessarily giving them the boot, but maybe we don't need to be hanging out with them so much. Maybe we don't need to be talking to them so much because they are keeping us from, you know, or maybe they're just really negative. Maybe they are, every time we tell them something we're trying to do, they are shooting it down.
Right.
You know, telling us how that's impossible, or maybe they're just always talking about just negative things, and that's just bad energy.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to throw you off. So, okay, so you were saying...
No.
It's
absolutely hitting on point because it's like that is what we have to do. We have to take inventory. We have to realize our circle of people. So I'm I'm so on it. Yeah. And then you know, how going into the next one, I talk about choose to deal with your distractions. So after you tear them down piece by piece, it's time to, you know, sit back down and get tested on them. You're choosing to deal with them. So once people call, you know, I can't do that right now. I have to stick to my agenda and be disciplined. So, and then the last one is really remembering that everyone is not on your side, you know. So you have to remember that when you are climbing this journey and when you are, you know, choosing wisely on your inventory and who you have around you, there's people that's going to be mad at you. There's people that's not going to agree with your decision.
Right.
But you know where you're going, and you have to stay true to yourself. And that's the part of the journey and the dangers of the mind as well. It's a very big part of the journey. You have to stay true to yourself and your walk.
Yeah, not everybody's going to support you. Not everybody's not gonna see your vision. Not everybody, you know, they might say, "Oh yeah, I'm happy for you," but you really can hear whether or not you know they're really, really all that excited. You know, because yeah, I agree, and that's important. That is important. And like, I like how you put that, you know, breaking the chains of the distraction. You kind of have to break those ties, break those chains. And some of us are really loyal. You know, we're super loyal to the people that are in our lives or to the connections that we've made, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to, like I said, break ties with all of those people, but maybe change the level of frequency, or you know,
right.
Maybe they shouldn't be so much on the inner circle, but maybe a couple rings outside of that inner circle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So then, in their book, you were talking about recreating the atmosphere. So what exactly does that entail?
So I just really got to a place where I needed to recreate my atmosphere. I needed to, after I broke those chains off, I need to really figure out how I can get into a place of peace, and not just a place of peace, forever peace, you know, that peace that's in your heart and that peace that you always have. And so once I was able to break those chains, I just came to a place that I said, okay, I'm going to get in my zone and I'm going to meditate. You know, and I'm going to start speaking affirmations into the atmosphere. So I do this every morning. I wake up and I meditate and I speak into the atmosphere what my day will look like, what will God bless you today. You know, and I really speak that into the atmosphere because I'm a avid believer that what you speak into the atmosphere, it will come to life. You know, and so I really repeatedly speak it and I believe it. So after doing that and then starting to just read, you know, self-help books and loving myself more, spending more time with myself alone, because I realized that I always lived by myself, but I never was alone. And I don't know if people can understand that, but when people visit you, you're never alone. When your friends are over, you have parties, you do this, you're never alone, but you can live alone, but you're never really alone. So I felt like that I had to get to a place of quietness and just be alone. And once I did that, I was just in a better place with myself. And so after recreating my atmosphere, you can move forward to, you know, just pursuing your vision. But you always have to be in a place of knowing yourself and knowing where your peace lies and getting to that peaceful place and being able to create all the time. You know, I found out that I am a creator. I love to create things, and I have to be in a peaceful place to do that. So
I don't want to cut you off in mid-flow, but I find you said so many things that are so impactful, and it resonates with me because I'm the same way, and you and I lived in the same building for so long, and without even knowing it, because we lived on different floors and different sides of the building, but I did that every morning. You know, I would have my coffee time, and you know I used to have my coffee time, and every morning I would have this music that I would play, and it would just put me into the spirit. And I would have my peace. I would have my peace. And like you said, when you find your peace and you have this every morning, and like you said, it puts you in a creative space, okay? But not only does it put you in a creative space when you find that peace, but it also allows you to get familiar with the way that peace feels, okay? You get real familiar with how your peace feels. And when you know how your peace feels, you always know how, when something feels right or when it doesn't feel wrong, when it feels wrong. And you can, so you have to get familiar with when you feel your peace, because that is what will guide you through life. When you have peace about something, that is when the Holy Spirit is there, and when you know something is right. And when you said it puts you in your creative space, I don't know why, but it just let me, for me, when you're in that meditative space and you have your peace, you are at one with the Creator. Okay, like you are meditating and you are in one with the Creator. That's why you're so creative. You know what I mean? You have that divine everything, energy, everything is happening. So That's all of that was just speaking to me when you were speaking right there. I just wanted to just get that out. Okay, so I'm sorry. Good. I'm going to give you the mic back.
No. That's true. So it's really about pursuing your peace and, you know, finding your purpose. Once you find your purpose, it's like, okay, let's embrace the journey and let's grow from this. So that's what your atmosphere is about. So, that's that. It's a really deep chapter. And it's something that I really, really went through. So everything that I wrote, every part of the book I've sincerely went through, but Recreating Your Atmosphere was a chapter that I was going through it and I was writing about it at the same exact time. So it's very special to me about that chapter, because I was really, I think that was the last thing I did was like recreate my atmosphere. You know, I always had vision boards. I've always spoke, you know, into the atmosphere. I've always spoke affirmations, but really recreating my atmosphere was like a serious moment for me, because I've never really been alone like that. So
And I remember when you wrote this book, and you literally, life was going through some things, honey. I mean, your ceilings was falling down. No lie, like literally.
Yep. Flood.
The people upstairs had a major bust. Their pipes busted, and you had a flood coming down, and you literally you left the area for a while, and you found a place of peace, and you wrote this book, and you were in a spiritual moment, you know. You really did, and you did not come back until this book was finished. Yes, but you're so right about affirmation. Yeah. I remember. And you came back a different person. You really did. There was a growth that took place during this journey.
Oh my God. It's like, it's good to hear you say that, because it's like, you know how you know it, but when someone else sees it, it's amazing to hear that.
Yes.
Like, I really did come back with so much knowledge and so much growth. So,
You did. Affirmations are so important to speak things into existence and to wake up every day expecting good, because the universe and God have good plans, and there is only good in store for us. And if we believe it and we feel it and we expect it, then that is what we will have. We are only limited by what we believe and what we think and what we expect. And so we have 2 minutes left in our show, but that's still a lot of time. What is one thing that you really, really want to impart to the listener? What is the one thing that you want them to know more than anything in regards to their mind and what they can have in regards to life? What lessons you learned that you want them to know?
Well, a couple things. Never be afraid to step out and do something that you're passionate about. That's number one. Never be afraid. Like, always embrace the change. Always embrace the journey. And because once you embrace it, more good will come to you from your journey. And it's just, I leave this with people, and when I sign my books, I say this in my book, but it says, walk in purpose and live on purpose. And I always want people to know, but always be aware of the dangers of the mind. So while you're walking, you know, in purpose, you know, you make sure you only can walk in purpose once you're really aware of the attacks against your thought life. So be aware of them, be consistent in fighting them, and then be victorious when the fight is done. You know, continue to walk in that purpose and walk in that the fullest potential that you have. So that's really what I would leave. You can visit the site, dangersofthemind.com. Again, it's dangersofthemind.com, and it has a lot of information. The Share Your Story sections, we feature someone every month on the Share Your Story section, and it really is awesome because you get to hear or read different people's stories and how they beat the dangers of the mind. So feel free to send a story in to me. I read them all.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure having you, and I will have you on the show again. And until next time, you are welcome. Y'all know that I love ya. Mwah. Ciao.